Several of you, about yesterday's edition of Speed Jokes, sent notes like this one. John, you cannot put Vicky Kukuzian on Speed Jokes probation. That sequence where she was inserting her own punchline was funnier than any of the jokes you told.
Aw.
I laughed out loud, said one of our listeners. We also got new jokes today from Judy in Sterling, Illinois, and Maeve Kaleno in Arlington Heights, and Dale Tiemann, and Bob and Carol Stream, and Gary and Palatine, and Tom Turkowski, listening to us in Gallatin, Tennessee, in his endless pursuit of the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug or souvenir 16-ounce Speed Jokes glass, wrote, "It's okay, I understand, I can take rejection, but now it's getting out of hand. Here's another try." And then he sent this joke. The crime scene was sweet-smelling. The only real clue is a body in a tub full of cornflakes. Detectives think it's a serial killer. Tom, we've told that joke before, but now we got you, buddy. Thanks for listening, and keep sending them in. What did one hun say to the other when the neighbor's softball landed in the chicken coop? That had to hurt. What did the robot say to the guy running a tattoo shop? What did the robot say to the guy running a tattoo shop? He said, "I'd like to get my nickels pierced."
Hey, what do you say when you sneeze all over your toast?
I don't know, Dave. What do you say?
"I can't believe it's snot butter."
What's the difference between a bowl of moldy lettuce and a depressing song? One is a bad salad and the other is a sad ballad. What's the difference between a simple person and a pizza? One is easy to cheat and the other is
cheesy to eat.
Cheesy to eat. All of this because of the classic, "What's the difference between a dirty bus stop and a well-endowed lobster?" One is a crusty bus station and the other is a
busty crustacean.
Yeah. I went to the pharmacy and asked the person behind the counter, "What's the best thing for killing germs?" And the lady said, "Ammonia cleaner." "Sorry," I said, "I thought you worked here." She said, "Ammonia cleaner." I said, "Well, no shame in that. I mean, someone's got to do it."
I'm still stuck on it, but you guys can move on.
I went to the pharmacy and asked the person behind the counter, "What's the best thing for killing germs?" And the lady said, "Ammonia cleaner." I said, "I'm sorry, I thought you worked here." Hey, congratulations to Ronald McDonald, who has been cast in our local production of Shakespeare.
What play are you all doing?
Macbeth. My mother is anti-vax. We call her Mrs. Doubtfizer.